Do or do not. There is no try.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Houston, we have a problem.
Here's Johnny!
Inconceivable.
Hold on to your butts.
That is so Fetch.
Well, Mark, it appears Fetch has finally happened.
You mean from Mean Girls?
Yeah, on October 3rd, which is Mean Girls Day, Tina Fey, who wrote the movie, attended a ceremony in New York to rename a portion of 52nd Street West Fetch Street.
Well, all I can say is, Steve, on Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Well, all of this got ASU film professor Julie Himberg thinking, why is it that we use movie quotes to communicate? And the show's Lauren Gilger is here now to tell us more about that. And Lauren, in the spirit of one of my favorite movies, good morning. And in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Truman Show, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. So I sat down with Himberg to talk more about this, and she actually told me that after she wrote about this for ASU Now, it surprisingly to her got a lot of attention from us included. And she thinks that's because this is a particular moment in our country in which we all need to feel like we have a little more in common. So more on that in a few moments, but let's start with Himberg's favorite movie quote. Here she is.
This is an unusual answer to this question because my sister and I are very close, and we watched a bunch of movies together, of course. We're only 2 years apart growing up. And so we would watch Casper the Friendly Ghost.
The cartoon version?
No, we watched the one with Christina Ricci.
That's the one I watched. Okay, yes.
Yeah. And we would watch that over and over. And certain lines from it, like, it's a piece of cake, piece of crumb cake, actually.
So tell me, you have experience?
I have quite a bit of experience.
Then you can handle this.
It's no problem. It's like no problem whatsoever. Piece of cake, piece of crumb cake.
With something that we now, over and over again, we say to each other.
Yeah.
Just instead of saying no problem, right? Instead of saying no problem, we just say, it's a piece of cake, it's a piece of crumb cake. And so it's, for me, that's just about that sister bonding.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, for a lot of us, those lines come to resonate in our lives.
Yeah, it seems like that's that bonding is kind of the key word to all of this, right? So when we look at this question of why we use movie quotes in our lives, is it on all levels?
Yes. We use the ones that speak to us because they really encapsulate a sentiment or a moment in time for us. And they're a shorthand way of describing something. So often when you've had a hard day and you come home and you just want to sum it up really quickly, sometimes a movie quote is a great way to do that. And it also injects some levity into it.
Yeah.
So you have a way of immediately understanding what's happened for the other person and you don't have to go into all the details.
Yeah. So why do some quotes from movies or TV shows make it into history and make it into our everyday rhetoric, and some just completely go by the wayside, even though they seem like they may be quotable or they're from an Oscar winner or something like that? What is it about the movie?
Quality is a strange beast, right? Why we choose these things can be very subjective. It's partly about fame, because obviously the more people that know a film or TV show, the more people have simply seen it and can connect over it or through it. But more than that, I think it's actually a symbol of our cultural knowledge. So this has become true as we've seen distinctions between what was called high art, right? Literature, painting, music, and the distinction between high art and low art, sometimes film, more often television, have collapsed. We've just seen this distinction go away, and popular media has become something that we embrace in our social life. Mm-hmm. And so now, for many people, being able to say, quote a movie or a TV show, gives them a form of cultural capital that for others may be about being able to use the art of Monet or Picasso in everyday life.
So the quality is not necessarily the point here, but the popularity does have to do with it.
It really does. And I think for some, you know, a great example of a strange popular film that gets quoted is The Room. And so
popular for being a terrible movie, actually.
Yes. I mean, it has been called the worst movie of all time. And it's pretty funny because people go to it, right? They line up and it becomes an event. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about that is that people are more and more getting into the phenomenon of hate watching things. Yeah. And Twitter really fuels that with the hashtag, because all these people come together, mm-hmm. right, worldwide, far and wide, to connect over this particular movie, over, you know, particular lines.
What are some of the quotes from The Room?
Oh, there's one about Lisa. I can't remember the line exactly.
You're tearing me apart.
Yes,
Lisa.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa. Yes, that one is one of the ones I hear the most, I think.
You are lying. I never hit you. You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
So I think there's also a generational bonding aspect here, right? Like, so we just talked about Casper and the Christina Ricci, Bill Pullman version.
Yes.
It was Bill Pullman, right?
Yeah.
So I'm also thinking of, like, movies I grew up with. Like, I quote all the time Princess Bride.
At Vicini, he can fuss.
Fuss. Think he like to scream at us?
Probably he means no harm.
He's really very short on charm.
Enough of that! Fezzik, are there rocks ahead?
If they are, we all be dead.
No more rhymes now, I mean it!
Anybody want to feel it?
Yeah!
But my dad will quote Airplane all the time.
I just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
So these are sorts of things that come about. Do they help bond us as generations?
Yes. Instantly, we are connected to each other by our generation, by the films that we grew up with, by some of the TV shows we grew up with. Just the other day, I watched two of my students form an instantaneous connection to each other because one was wearing a Harry Potter t-shirt and one was wearing Harry Potter socks.
There you go.
And they complimented them. They had never talked before. And suddenly they were chatting comfortably because they had this shared experience.
Yeah. And that's what these kind of quotes will do for us. So what I want to talk about also is what that's doing for us as a country right now. So you said that when you did this quick interview with ASU Now about Mean Girl Day, right? About mm-hmm. how this was pegged to Mean Girls Day. And so you've gotten a couple of calls, including from us, to talk about this. Why do you think that is?
In a polarizing moment, when we are 2 weeks away from a really big election, it gives us some common ground to start from a place of understanding where when we have something in common with each other about even something as seemingly simple as movies and TV shows, they allow us to speak to one another in a way that get us past some of our differences and start from that place. And so when we can start there, it really is about keeping democracy alive by starting dialogue. We have to talk to each other. And movies, quotes, right, do that for us. They let us talk to each other without knowing much else.
Yeah. And to get really navel-gazy on you here, but this is what art does for us, right?
It does every single time, without a doubt. Popular culture as a form of art is both a way of lending communication skills to us. It gives us a sense of connectedness and camaraderie with each other, whether that's generational or cross-generational. I think about what Star Wars has done since it came out.
Yeah.
And the way that children will know May the Force be with you without ever having seen the film, because they've got the pajamas and they've got the toys, right? It's been very successful, but it is something that across generations has connected people.
Yeah, yeah. Julia Himberg is an associate professor of film and media studies at ASU. Julia, thank you so much for coming in to talk about this.
Thank you, Lauren. I enjoyed it.